74. An open-minded dissertation. I think we can disregard this article, said John, as he helped Mary prepare materials for her political science dissertation. The author's dissenting opinions have brought him into disrepute, especially among his peers. Wait a minute, responded Mary. I don't consider a person to be disreputable just because he is a dissenter. Maybe he did disrupt their traditional thinking. But isn't a little bit of dissonance healthy for the intellectual community? Dissimilar thinking sometimes leads to better ideas and progress. Besides, it's not likely that he's been disrespectful to his peers, right? I don't know, said John. I do know he is a member of a dissident group. I have also heard that he leads a dissolute lifestyle, but that is probably just a nasty rumor. Sometimes I see him at the cafeteria near the university. He is always disseminating literature about his opinions. Our professors tell us it's rubbish and try to dissuade us from reading it. Don't you see what's going on? Said Mary with a smile. Your professors are trying to keep you from learning new ideas. They only call it rubbish to dissemble their real motives. When all the smoke dissipates, you'll see the truth. Really? Replied John. I can't imagine Professor Smith trying to dissimulate her true thoughts. She's usually pretty candid. So is Professor Doe. Are you from some distant planet? Asked Mary with a laugh. Professor Smith dissects plants all day in botany class. Professor Doe spends most of his time dissolving chemicals in chemistry class. What could these two professors possibly know about political science?